intriguing, or inscrutable. The descriptions battle on the consciousness while listening to Dan Shanahan talk about his work at Torn Space Theater.
It won't feel like there's a strong narrative function at this point. Because we stage all of these pieces as public rituals, what you'll be seeing as the audience walks through this opening
part... It has become
part,
a summer ritual of sorts, of ritual. Visiting Silo City, okay. Equal parts confusion and fascination, to hear about Torn Space's annual Response Performance Festival.
Yeah. So the performance is Feast, written and directed by myself, Dan Shanahan, and Melissa Miola. All information can be found at our website, tornspacetheater.com. There are very limited seatings left for the premiere seating, and that's going to allow audience members to sit at the specially designed table and enjoy the food tastings of the Black Sheep. And then we also have general seating, which would be bleacher seating, which allows you to view the performance but not participate in the tastings.
Okay. Feast provides another glimpse at the evolution of Silo City, the rusted, crumbling, and totally endearing abandoned complex of grain elevators along the Buffalo River.
Yeah, and what I really enjoy is just that the silos sometimes disappear, mm-hmm. and they open back up again, and it becomes these really great vistas.
Silo City was once home to 20th century industrial bustle before being left behind as another scar from Buffalo's economic past. According to Silo City officials, as recently as the 1990s, the grounds were, quote, an industrial moonscape. Now, wild plants, tall grass, and paths are a major part of the scene. Torn Space creates site-specific productions, not your typical stage production, to quote Dan Shanahan. And with Feast at Silo City, they've laid out a performance that is as much nature walk as it is theater.
And then we're going to hug down here to the left, and then to the right we'll come to a very interesting space.
The path moves past some makeshift structures and chicken coops. Livestock animals will be a part of the production.
What we've done here is some of our performers who get... take method acting to a real, you know, full function. They actually kind of reside here on site, and they've spent some nights here, and they've created these kind of living quarters inside of these structures here.
So your actors have been spending nights in these sites here?
Yes.
Wow.
Preparing their living quarters.
In creating their site-specific productions, Torn Space has utilized a variety of props and parts in the past. A boxing ring atop a warehouse, an old boat docked along the Buffalo River, two construction cranes in battle. This year, nature leads the way. At the end of the path, Shanahan brings us to the main seating area around what he believes is a century-old cottonwood tree.
So you have these sort of properties within the cottonwood, and this is certainly tying in more with mythology, but you know that you can do kind of astral travel with some of the properties of cottonwood tree. This just allows us to be able to kind of construct a narrative around the themes and ideas of the space itself.
And with a production entitled Feast, food will be fundamental. And it'll be created by Buffalo's award-winning Black Sheep Restaurant.
First time using food in one of your productions?
We've never taken food as serious as we are with this performance, where the preparation and the service of the food is choreographed and integrated into the entire performance design. And we've never taken it to a place where the menu has been very carefully selected to, as we've said before, reinforce themes of the performance.
Dan Shanahan advises patrons to wear long pants and sensible shoes for your visit to Silo City. Feast begins this Friday and runs over the next 2 weekends. And more can be found at TornSpaceTheater.com. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.